This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Chris Springmeier is our guest. I didn't get into Eight Circuit strikes down Arkansas abortion laws that can keep killing 8-month-old babies. TSA body scanner lobbyists now overseeing spending on TSA security. Fight for $15 an hour unions to likely increase their dues as businesses shut down. Minnesota teachers compared to KKK during white privilege training. That's Infowars.com. You cannot make this stuff up. Obama is taking over all water, including puddles in your backyard, claiming it's federal jurisdiction. I'm going to cover this more tomorrow. I didn't get to it. Emergency powers give Barack Obama authority over just about everything during a major national crisis. You can read the PDD 51 for yourself and HSPD 20. Catastrophic emergency means any incident, regardless of location, that results in extraordinary levels of mass casualties, damage, or disruption, severely affecting U.S. population, infrastructure, environment, economy, or government functions. It covers all scenarios. And then it gets into some other ones. So just know this stuff's out there. Fritz, they're really building up the hype in the movies, TV, the pre-programming for a war against patriots. Are you concerned about false flags, just like you were set up on a micro scale, on the macro scale? Are you worried about false flags? Because I see that as a good move for the globalist. They haven't done it yet domestically, I think, because they know there's so many people watching and they're worried it won't fly. What do you think, Fritz?
I think that the chance of some more false flags is probably 100%. And I would expect that. What I have found interesting is not that they have done these, because I realized that they were going to do these clear back in the early 90s. But what's been amazing is that people like yourself have been calling them on it, have been exposing them, you know, exposing how the Boston Marathon thing was done with actors and so forth. And so they're not getting by with all of this. And so that's the positive side of it.
Certainly is. We got 2 minutes left. Final comments, anything else you'd like to add? Again, Fritz Springmeier, author of Bloodlines of the Illuminati, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
People need to not fear what's happening in the future, but be concerned enough that they do the things that's going to mitigate. You know, to throw your hands up and say, well, there's no hope or nothing that you can do is not the correct attitude. And I know on your show you're constantly telling people, you know, what they can do to help, you know, colloidal silver and some of these other things. These things will go a long ways towards mitigating the problems that are coming, and people should pay attention and continue to stay informed and not allow themselves to be paralyzed with fear, but realize that it's just like in the Civil War, one of the great lessons Ulysses Grant learned early on in the war, that the enemy was just afraid, as much afraid of him as he was of them. So keep the courage, be courageous, be of good courage, people.
Pentrax.com to find your other books. Absolutely. You know, I talk about things from my perspective, and people say, man, why are you fear-mongering? Why are you trying to scare folks? See, if I hear about something scary happening, if my neighbor calls and says, I just saw some guy breaking in your back door, I'm not going to tell the neighbor, how dare you try to scare me. I'm going to say, thank you, Bob, or thank you, David, or thank you, you know, whoever, and I'm going to get my gun. And so for me, I just want to know this is happening. I think other people want to know it's happening. We can't magically think here and just think if we out of sight, out of mind, ostrich with their head in the ground, that it's all going to go away. It's not. It's going to get worse. And so we're here as modern-day Paul Revere's. You, the listeners, are just as important as we are, more so, ringing the alarm. So don't take it for granted what Fritz has gone through, what others have gone through. what we've gone through to a lesser extent to bring you this information. Thank you, Fritz Springmeier.
Thank you.
God bless you, my friend. PennTracks.com. That's his site.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, InfoWars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, HDFirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. HDFirearms.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you like to gamble, I'll tell you how to land. In Democratic party-run cities like Chicago and Baltimore, Maryland, and D.C., there is a state of what the mainstream media is calling anarchy. Residents are fearful amid rash of homicides. 8-year-old boy fatally shot in the head. Police say mobs gather around officers when responding to calls. Maryland sheriff says cops have been eviscerated, disemboweled. And what they're doing is intimidating the police ahead of summer for what is undoubtedly now a basically leftist slash communist style movement to then basically destabilize the country and then demand executive action for increased taxes on the quote rich. That will actually be increased taxes on middle class and working class to further stall the economy, which is the Cloward and Piven plan to bring down the nation. There is now no doubt that socialist and race baiting and paramilitary style communist groups are being activated that have been bred and funded and coddled and basically brewed at these universities are now just being turned loose young black activists are being bussed in from all over the country who are angry and in many cases, you know, have legitimate issues with problems with the police, but they themselves are being used. I don't know if the system is going to be successful. I don't know if the system is going to get away with this. I don't know if this is their main plan this summer so that Obama can smokescreen a whole bunch of other executive actions. You've got bizarre economic developments taking place, very, very troubling. You've got massive over-the-top military developments taking place, extremely serious. Redlining when it comes to the danger zone. We've got just huge cultural revolution pushes to openly declare Christians criminals, to openly declare gun owners criminals, to openly declare free speech criminal, a complete coming out of the closet of the totalitarian left, the fascist left, as Ted Cruz calls them. You've got America being conquered by the TPP that ties in contractually with the NAU and the EU, the North American Union and European Union, power grabbing over free speech on the internet, power grabbing over the power structure and the infrastructure, power grabbing over all water rights, power grabbing shutting down the border, power grabbing federalizing police. Just this is the major assault. This is the New World Order takeover. There is no doubt it is intense. And you know, I got to say it, I'm getting chills. I am. I've got huge chill bumps right now because it is just epic. I've got a big vocabulary, but the word is epic. It is epic. Epic. Epic to be watching this happen right now. And this is just the power grab, the horrible poverty, the horrible police state, the horrible degradation, the elite above the law, the diplomatic community, the death squads, the kidnappings, the criminal mobs, the fall. America's going to be just like Mexico, just like Chile. Chile, again, just 60 years ago, was richer than any other country except for Switzerland. There was a saying 100 years ago, as rich as an Argentine. Because they had their own country, their own economy, their own infrastructure, their own giant middle class, as rich as an Argentine. I remember reading in 2000 the Washington Post, when they'd been in a depression for a year, when they manipulated their currency, and foreign banks had come in and taken over and plunged the economy on purpose to consolidate power. That came out in IMF documents, World Bank documents, jointly. 2 years later, Joseph Stiglitz went public, Nobel Prize winner for economics. And it described a trailer full of cows tumping over outside their capital city and middle-class families with their torn clothing like something out of Armageddon fighting and cutting globulets of meat off with knives and men, women, and children just gobbling meat on the side of the road like vultures. Ted Anderson went there a few years ago, and he said you'd see good-looking middle-class families living in doorways. You'd see doctors, you know, living on the street. And that's what bondage is. And the globalists live offshore. They own their water. They own their infrastructure. They own their government. They own their mines. They own their fields. They own their agriculture. They went from being the freest people in this hemisphere to being slaves. And that is the journey we're now on. That is the journey we're now on. So I hope you enjoy it, everybody. You know, that said, I've got literally every day gets more intense. The news is over the top. I'm going to read just some of the stack headlines here in a moment so you know what's coming up. But let me first say this. There's a video up on Infowars.com that's also on the left-hand side of DrudgeReport.com. Video, some Americans think TPP is a brand of toilet paper. No one has a clue about the Trans-Pacific Partnership. I'm going to send my son out today, Rex Jones. And he's going to basically duplicate this report to see if people are as dumbed down in Austin, Texas I guarantee you, if I send Rex, it's summer now, so he'll be here a lot during the week working with us at 12. I'm going to send him today to the University of Texas in the downtown trendy area by the pedestrian bridge. And then next week, I'm going to send him to a working class industrial district. And I guarantee you now that for every 10 people we talk to in the trendy area, maybe one will know what the TPP is. And I bet money when we talk to working class people that actually pay bills and live in the real world, I bet a third of them know what the TPP is. It's the educated idiots that don't know how to find their butt with both hands. Getting their second or third degree to go get jobs that don't even exist now. And then you got the trendies, you know, wearing their hipster outfits. And you look at them, and all they've got is this dumb stare, and they think it's funny. They don't know what anything is. But is it really their fault? Because the mainstream media will not cover it. Some newspapers are covering it, and to their credit, it's so draconian that even mainline leftists and mainline conservatives and then libertarians are the ones leading the charge, constitutionalists. Are out saying it's draconian, it's totalitarian, it's secret, it power grabs everything. But it's not a foreign army in uniforms conquering us, so we don't get upset. Folks get upset if some commie burns an American flag, and sure, I don't like it. But they're burning the actual liberty that the flag symbolizes. We're being conquered, and then everything that comes with it. And it's because freedom produced so much incredible prosperity that it turned us into dumbed down, spoiled rats. Had a Freudian slip there. On average, myself included. Listen, I get it. I get wanting to watch movies, wanting to go see rock concerts, wanting to go to a football game, wanting to drink a bunch of beer, wanting to eat a big steak, wanting to not care about this stuff, wanting to go play golf, wanting to go shooting, wanting to go play laser tag or whatever with my kids. I get it, but here's the deal. We're going to lose everything now if we don't turn this around. And when things melt down finally, it is going to be like a hydrogen bomb going off politically. 101 million people of 325 million on food assistance. In the Great Depression, they had like 5 million people in soup lines at one time. We got 101 million people in digital soup lines. And it's all been designed, and not just our opinion that dependency has been designed. The globalists are on record admitting they're trying to domesticate us and get us into this position. So, what we need to get down to here at the final equation is we're in deep you-know-what. And I, for one, have tried to make preparations individually for it, but I've also tried to alert and warn others so that we can try to do something about this because it's off the charts. And it's worldwide. It's a worldwide corporate system of dumbing the public down, of changing words, of deceiving, of mesmerizing, of bamboozling, and then just rolling in with a takeover. And the globalists sit in Switzerland and Luxembourg and London and Grand Cayman and a few dozen other places, basically semi-immune from all this. And until they're not immune from it, none of us are safe. I mean, they don't care if they wrecked Chile or other prosperous nations. In fact, they love it. They don't want independent money out there, independent wealth. They don't want you doing well. They want to have you poor so they can buy you for cheap and do whatever they want with you. It's about power. I'm going to come back, just hit the headlines themselves, but I was at the gym this morning, and Rodney Ellis and somebody Martinez, I need to look up the different state reps named Martinez, and I'll recognize his face. They were both from South Texas. One of them is a powerful Democrat. And they come in, and Ellis pokes me in the back and goes, "Hey, Alex, knows who I am. I know who he is." They get on elliptical machines beside me, and I sit there and I listen to them. And it was Twilight Zone. How about the CIA and the North American Union and Stratfor and all this stuff? weren't showing off for me. They were just having their discussion. I'll tell you about that coming up, too. But, I mean, we're in so much trouble. I can't even begin to tell you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
I can see for miles.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show, dedicated to living in a free country, dedicated to America not being a wicked empire controlled by foreign banks who use us for their dirty work and then we get the blame. I'm here to teach folks about the tricks, the games, the globalist stunts. Because once you understand their paradigm, their system, their logic, then it all makes sense. And it was Senator Rodney Ellis. I come into town, go to a gym,
close to the office. The legislature's in session. I routinely see state reps in there, but Senator Rodney Ellis was in there. And he comes in and taps on my shoulder and says hi. And I've run into him a couple times before downtown. And he had Representative Martinez with him. And for some reason, when it shows Representative Martinez's bio on the House of Representatives, it doesn't show his first name. What is it? I need that info, please. The point is that I can't get away from this stuff. And they weren't saying all this stuff to mess with me. They were having a real discussion because the only ellipticals open were right beside me. And then the others were full and the treadmills were full. So the only two full ones are right here. I'm sitting there listening to music.
It's Trey.
And Representative Trey Martinez and powerful state senator. He's on a bunch of committees and chairs the UT Maine Law School and the rest of it. Senator Rodney Ellis comes over, and so I take my headphones off, and I start listening to them. And they don't care, and they're not showing off for me. These are busy guys while the session's in, and they start talking about Stratford, which is this private CIA front based here in Austin, Texas, that has this Dr. Friedman that heads it up. It's been around for like 20 years, and they just basically take Pentagon and CIA propaganda and regurgitate it back out. Some of it's accurate, some of it's not. WikiLeaks got their stuff, and it was like, we got to discredit Alex Jones and all this stuff. And the way they did that was have their operatives come out and say that I work for Stratford. That's a classic cognitive infiltration trick. But I'm not starting a fight with these people. I just want to try to fix the country. But that said, the stuff that came out in the emails is just a bunch of gossip. And I'm sitting there. It's kind of like the DPS put out a report in Fox News that the Black Widow gang is planning to kill law enforcement. There's no motorcycle gang ever. I did a LexisNexis search called the Black Widows, except in a 1977 film and then three subsequent, the last in 1980, Every Which Way But Loose with Clint Eastwood. It doesn't exist. It's a joke. And that came out of the DPS intelligence. And guess who feeds DPS intelligence most of their baloney? Stratford. And so I'm sitting there listening to these two. I'm going to come back and cover all the other news in a moment, but I'll just cover this now. This is how I can't get away from this stuff. So I'm sitting there listening to Van Halen or whatever, trying to work out. Tap, tap, tap. Hey, Alex, hey, what are you doing? Hey, working out, good job. Hey, Senator Ellis. Hey, buddy, how you doing? So I stopped listening to music. I started listening to the two for about 15 minutes until I got off and worked out. Anybody can walk up to them and ask them. They both are sitting there talking about it. Well, yes, Stratford is advising with EPS on those issues and blah, blah, blah. And I was listening to all of it. Yeah, we got a lot of big problem with people that are, you know, deadbeats just sucking off the system. We got to deal with that legislation. It was like being inside a House of Cards show or something, you know, on HBO. Or I guess that's Netflix. And I wasn't listening to all of it. And then I hear him going, yes, yes, that's what the new Stratford report says, that we'll be able to run for office in Mexico and they can run for office here and I can run for office in Canada and we'll be on these boards. And it's those boards that will actually have the power. So they're talking about how they're going to graduate, not out of state-level government into federal, but how they're going to graduate into American Union government. And see, that's what we talked about with Lord Monckton and Nigel Farage and others from UKIP, the founders. Over there in Europe, you don't want to graduate out of the German Bundestag, the Reichstag. You don't want to graduate out of the British Parliament, the UK Parliament. You want to graduate into the EU. You don't leave local government to go to the federal government. You go from local government or national government to global government. And I'm sitting there and I look over at him and I go, you know, Stratford just puts out a bunch of propaganda to feed the whole police state, and they've gone to Bilderberg Group meetings and all the rest of it, and it, all it is the CIA engaged in domestic operations illegally, putting out disinformation. And I'll finish the story when we come back what they had to say to me. But it's just to watch these state reps dancing on these strings.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What's your health worth to you? You probably can't place an exact value on it, but its importance has certainly increased greatly as you've grown older. Yet some companies seem to believe you can be lured in with cheap prices and false promises. That's never been the way Supernatural Silver has chosen to do business. Long ago, we set out to create a product that was light years beyond colloidal and ionic silver. Through extensive research and testing, we succeeded in making Supernatural Silver hundreds of times more effective. Some might call us a premium product, but we've simply strive to be a product that worked. Supernatural Silver is strong enough to fight off viruses, bacteria, and fungus, but safe enough to be used internally or topically. And it's powerful enough that just a handful of applications per week can give you better results than the daily use of those bargain silvers. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off your order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I want to tell you about the guests that are coming up today. Extremely informative, thought-provoking. We got Joe Biggs joining us in about 10 minutes to give us an update on the situation in Cleveland. Also in Baltimore, Maryland, where he recently was, where it's being described by mainstream media as anarchy. The police are being surrounded anywhere they try to respond to crime. So this is the breakdown of society directed by the White House, George Soros, and others. That's all coming up. But just finishing up with what happened this morning at 8 a.m., I'm on an elliptical machine. The only two ellipticals left in this line of ellipticals and stair steppers and treadmills are right beside me to my right. In comes State Senator Rodney Ellis, District 13, UT chair, you name it. Sits, climbs on the elliptical beside me, says hi. I take my headphones off and just listen to their conversation for 15 minutes before I get off. And it's just, yeah, well, the inside scoop is we're going to merge all three countries and we'll be able to get, you know, jobs in the future inside those boards, and it'll even be more effective like they're on an inside track, like they're really smart, when patriots were warning of this 50 years ago, and now we're here. So I start interrupting. I go, yeah, that's the Banff Canada document, 2006. And these guys are both charming and nice. They're like, really, really? So that's like Stratford. And they're talking like Stratford is just everything, like a little kid talking about Hulk Hogan like it's real. And I went, Stratford's a CIA propaganda arm to put out disinfo when they want. Usually it's accurate, but just Google WikiLeaks, Alex Jones, InfoWars Stratford, where they said they had to discredit us on the whole bin Laden being a staged event situation. And I said, basically, you know, I know that they're advising most of the legislatures, most of the state reps now, they've been invited to Bilderberg because folks think they're getting something really special. And Martinez, that's on one of the committees with DPS, the state rep, goes, yeah, how do you know that? Stratford advises DPS, Department of Public Safety, that's very strong in Texas. And I went, I know, I just told you that. I know that. And I go, I'm not trying to brag here, guys. I'm explaining to you that this is basically an in-run federal takeover. Because, see, everybody gets off on getting intel or getting special information. And here are these guys getting 50-year-old information about an NAU. But, see, now they're getting ready to actually do it. So they're being told how great it's going to be and how they're going to have positions. It's like being down in that meeting and They Live where, welcome to the human power elite. The gains have been substantial. Now for the final takeover. I'm just sitting there in the meeting listening to this. So that's how widespread this is. Joe Kennedy, who got out of the stock market 1 week before it collapsed, famously said that he got out when a shoeshine boy was telling him what stocks to buy one morning. And he knew that they'd hit saturation and the advice was so bad that he knew it was time to get out. And when I can't go to the gym without just listening to state reps and a state senator talk about treason. And the reason it's so effective is I don't think either one of those guys are bad. And they don't mean bad. They're just told by the establishment and by the leadership that this is happening and this is the way it is, and they just go along with it. And that's how America was conquered right there. Now, let's admit we've been conquered so we can then set about kicking the conquering corporate force out. Because I'll be honest with you. If this conquering corporate force was free market and was allowing people to vote and was educating them to want to opt into some global government, as long as you had subunits, firewalls to block a centralized dictator taking over, then if the people voted for it, that would be their issue. But see, it's never freedom-based, is it? It's always centralized. It's always tyrannical. And you've got these state senators and people on, you know, the state law enforcement committees and the rest of it, and they just don't have a clue. And they think they know it all. And they weren't there saying all this to freak me out. They were having serious conversations. And they were leaning over to each other and, you know, not, talking under their breath and stuff about different things they were doing and what was going on. And their body language wasn't they were doing anything wrong. They didn't know any better. And then you got the public separately. I'm going to play a clip here dealing with the TPP that thinks the Trans-Pacific Partnership that basically, let's say 20% of Congress's legislative power is still exercised properly and there's still some vestigial remnant of the old republic, this erodes another 15% of what's left. We're down to 5%. This all goes through. Now, the Congress could always use its bully pulpit and its legitimate constitutional role to stand up and say no. But these are all predominantly agents of the globalist takeover, so they're part of the crew. They're going to graduate to corporate boards and to global boards. They get to go to Davos. They get to go to Bilderberg. They get to get let into the inside business deals. So why should they care, especially when the public wants to talk about Kim Kardashian all day? Well, know this. At the end of the rat hole is the end of human free will and liberty as we know it. Let's play this video. Some Americans think TPP is a brand of toilet paper. The video's up on Infowars.com. Hats off to the journalist that went and did this report. And then we're going to be, again, duplicating it, going and seeing what the results are here in Austin, Texas. I shouldn't say duplicating. We're going to go out and test these results ourselves. Something tells me in the trendy area, the population will be just as helpless. Remember, the history of the world is weaklings and ignorant people being usurped and dominated. The world has been wolves and sheep. The Republic and the Renaissance is about sheepdogs. The problem is when the sheepdogs defeat the wolves, the sheep take over and begin hating the sheepdogs because the sheepdogs are warning them about basics. They then join with the wolves to hunt down the sheepdogs so that they can be ripped to pieces with pleasure. Because it's kind of trendy and sexy to sell out to the wolves. The wolves have such big eyes and such big teeth. All the better to see you with, my dear. All the better to eat you with, my dear. They have a servile death wish that only those who've never been through hard times have. Because once they actually are in the jaws of the wolf, they will beg for mercy. Let's go to this clip of the victims, the on-their-knees, servile, mindless idiots that inhabit New York City.
Do you know what the TPP is?
Nope.
How about you?
I did not.
You've never heard of it?
No, never heard of them.
What is TPP? I don't even know what's that.
I don't know what TPP is.
What's TPP?
Toilet paper?
Why not? You down with it?
No.
You down with TPP?
What is that?
It's like OPP, except the corporations are screwing everyone. Are you down with it?
Not really.
You guys trying to get me in trouble.
Why?
I work for Fox News.
If you work for Fox News, you should know what the TPP is.
Well, you know, I work there, but that doesn't necessarily mean I keep up with it.
It's the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Ring any bells now?
No.
Still nothing.
Sorry, yeah, man.
Have you heard of it?
No.
God, go to your meeting.
I don't know what TPP is. I'm sorry.
No one knows what it is!
Sorry.
Does anyone in Times Square know what the TPP is? Anyone? Does anyone know what the TPP is?
I want Rex to do that, too. That's
We're
good.
Trying to figure out if anyone even knows what the trade partnership is.
Infowars.com.
No one knows what it is.
Nope, we don't.
The full report is on Infowars.com. And I want my son to do the exact same thing. And, of course, imitation is the greatest form of flattery. That's exactly what I did in my film 18 years ago, America Destroyed by Design. I went to the Grand Canyon with the treaty, handing it over to the UN and surrounding areas as collateral, and said, does anyone know what these executive orders are or the UN signs 200 yards from here? Do you know about UNESCO and World Heritage Sites? Do you know what it means? And they all do the same thing. So I want to just duplicate that report. It's common sense. We need to see if Austinites know anything. And we'll have that report for you either by Sunday or by Monday. But that is in the know. That's RT. So good job there. Coming up, we're going to go ahead and get Joe Biggs on the line right now. He's planning a demonstration against the globalist rat, Al the Rat Sharpton, coming up tomorrow. I hope you join him for that as he goes in there trying to stir up more discordia there in Cleveland. And the dozens and dozens that have been killed in the last week as law and order melts down in Baltimore, the Democrat black city. Of course, it's my fault because I'm white, of course. But the issue here is this is about divide and conquer, and the globalists are making their move for a summer of destabilization big time. And then coming up, Obama administration asserts domination over creeks, streams, wetlands, ditches, and even big puddles. And that dovetails the very important report. Emergency powers give Barack Obama authority over just about everything during a major national crisis. We're going to let you know about those PDDs and executive orders. Obama phone fight pivots to internet as they prepare to re-up that. But don't worry, Hillary Clinton says that she's pledging to bring back faith in government and no more corruption. And Baphomet promises to defeat Satan and Beelzebub and the horned God and the old serpent. Rand Paul in Chicago says crime not a racial thing, it's a spiritual problem. I agree with him. Continuing, robotics, ethics of artificial intelligence. We're going to go over that. Pentagon inadvertently ships live anthrax to labs in 9 states. Well, at least it wasn't like when they mailed it out to people after 9/11. That was Pentagon anthrax. EU asked member states to admit 40,000 asylum seekers. That's just the beginning. A call to action, protest the race baiter Al Sharpton this Friday. That video is on Infowars.com. Senator Marco Rubio says gay agenda's next step is to define mainstream Christianity as hate speech. I love how they tell us something after it's already happening. And that ties into court bans Choose Life license plate as patently offensive. And you see it, it's a smiley face saying Choose Life. That is so offensive. This is the totalitarians. You can have whatever else you want, just nothing Christian. And that ties in, of course, with the Marine, the Christian who on her own computer had no weapon formed against me will prosper. One of our favorite quotes here. That'd be a great quote for the U.S. military, but no. She was ordered to take it down and basically renounce her faith. And of course, you've heard that they've told them they'll court-martial you at Fort Bragg if you're even part of the evangelical church or at Fort Hood as well. So this is the total Soviet-level tyranny. And she was court-martialed successfully. So that's what's going on. Now, if you want to wear Wiccan necklaces or satanic necklaces, and that's your free speech, you're allowed to at Fort Hood or Fort Bragg, but you do not wear a cross now either. It's offensive. And see, that's free speech. If someone's offended, you can't have it if it's classical, if it's Americana, if it's stable. It isn't. Be tolerant of our lifestyle. Be tolerant of our love of Beelzebub. Now it's Beelzebub says you can't have a Christian religion. A bunch of economic news we're going to be going over. Massive levels of illegals pouring across. It's all coming up today. We have Fritz Springmeier, who wrote Bloodlines of the Illuminati. That was out of print, so we helped him reprint it. I was kind of insulted that at the body double by the military base that they killed in that staged event. Zero made up Dark 30, Zero Fairy Tale 30, that no Infowars.com publications were in there. But Fritz Springmeier was listed that bin Laden was supposedly reading this along with a bunch of other anti-New World Order publications, and including books about 9/11 being staged. So we're going to talk about Bloodlines of the Illuminati that you can get at InfoWarsStore.com. It's an amazing book. I used to think it was pure bull. I read it 15, 16 years ago until so much of it later came out. But Fritz Springmeier will be joining us. We have Joel Skousen joining us, a World Affairs Brief on all the World War III talk by mainstream analyst. All that is coming up and more. But first, Joe Biggs joins us from Cleveland, where he's been covering the aftermath of one verdict. Now another verdict's about to come out. Now every verdict on a police shooting is a referendum for rioting, I guess. And he wants to go out and protest loving Al Sharpton at an event tomorrow. So we can certainly draw some attention to this rat. So he's going to join Joe Biggs in Cleveland tomorrow. Joe, tell us about that event and then tell us what else you've been monitoring and noticing there.
Yes, tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. at the Olivet Institutional Baptist Church, Al Sharpton will be delivering the keynote address. It'll be at 7:30 p.m. So I want to encourage everyone out in the Cleveland area, the surrounding areas, to get off their butt, come out, and protest this guy. Because right now, Cleveland has handled this Brillo verdict so well thus far. And now we have the Tamir Rice verdict possibly coming out any day now. Now, we know that they released the Brillo verdict last Saturday. It could happen again this Saturday. Who knows? But Cleveland has done everything the right way. They should be a guide for other cities to handle these things the right way. And now you've got Al Sharpton wanting to come out here and start race baiting and stirring up racial division in a town that's been doing so well. They haven't been like Baltimore. They haven't been like Ferguson. And that's what pisses me off, to know that this guy's going to come out here and try to, I guess that's how he's going to pay back his money to the government, all those millions he owes in back taxes, to go and deliver these speeches and help stir up more crap.
And, of course, call for federalizing police. What do you make of Baltimore descending into what has been called anarchy now as the police get surrounded responding to calls?
I mean, mean, it's sad to say that it's getting to that point. I mean, when I was there, the certain parts that I was in, Iraq was kept up more. I mean, the roads in Baltimore are horrible. I mean, the buildings are run down. I mean, it looks kind of like Detroit in some areas. It's a very bad area, and it's prime pickings for these type of events.
But right next door in D.C., they're living in total opulence with America's daughters and sons servicing them. Joe, again, tell folks what time tomorrow the rat, the literal rat, Al Sharpton's going to be showing up.
Yeah, the rat race baiter will be out at 7:30 p.m. at the Olivet Institutional Baptist Church. Now, this is one of the churches, too, that was involved in the Greater Cleveland Congregation March the other day when we had a few thousand people out. So these are the guys who are inviting him to come in and deliver a speech they're going to call a rally. And, you know, hopefully he doesn't try to stir up anything, but we're going to be out there to call him out. I'm going to ask him some questions. I'm going to ask him, you know, if the apple does fall far from the tree or doesn't fall far from the tree, because, you know, his daughter is now involved in some controversy as well. She was claiming to be hurt, and now she's been out seeing, you know, hiking and all this stuff. So I'm wondering
climbing mountains. She's suing a city over a pothole. She says hurt her leg, and now she's suing. Joe, we'll have the highlights tomorrow on the show.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue, On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people, they're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms, hdfirearms.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Before I get into Obama's latest giant dictatorial outside of the law power grab, and the latest on the Clinton scandal with their criminal foundation, I want to just briefly mention that we've had to expand the order for the shirts that will be getting here next week. printed right here in the USA, the Save America flyer flag upside down shirt. Very, very popular. It's limited edition. I had the idea when PacSun Clothing Company did an upside down flag for leftists that I do think was basically seen as kind of a down with America design. I can't say that for sure, but that's how it was received. Ours says Save America on top with an upside down flag with the U.S. code that by law you're supposed to fly it upside down when the country is in peril. And boy, if it isn't in peril now, I mean, it's been basically dismantled already. We're just trying to keep the pieces together to hopefully put it back together. I mean, to use a cheesy analogy, it's like Optimus Prime or something cut up in 100 pieces. You want to keep the pieces to put it back together. Or C-3PO or something blown into pieces riding around on Chewbacca's back. I mean, the country is just blown to pieces. So probably the flag upside down with bullet holes in it or something. Maybe that'll be the next design. But or what's on the front page of Infowars.com, a communist eraser erasing the flag. I mean, that's what's happening. By every yardstick. So if you want the shirt, it's going to be in the last half of this year, and I'll never produce it again. It is a limited edition. We do that sometimes with shirts that I know are going to be bestsellers. It helps fund our operation. We just put in a much bigger order today because we basically sold out of the initial order we put in yesterday. I had no idea how popular it'd be. It's online to be the most popular T-shirt we've ever made. We've got the whole Made in America line of Molon Labe, anti-communist, anti-socialist, pro-Second Amendment, pro-liberty shirts, you name it, camouflage shirts, long sleeve, short sleeve, 1776 ball caps are some of the most handsome caps on men and women ever. Molon Labe belt buckles, limited edition, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, MadeIn1776.com, all takes you to the same place. We've got 16% off for the rest of the week on Secret 12, high-quality methylcobalamin and vitamin B12. We got a limited run of Prostaguard. It will sell out within a few days. We've got a limited run on the Childies. It's going to sell out. Don't know when I'll get more because when it's the first run, we have to then ramp up production. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. All right, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back with Joel Skousen. And I'm going to get first into Obama's power grab and what's being cemented right now in the TPP and get the World Affairs Brief editor's really expert take on that. And then we're going to expand out into the over-the-top war rhetoric in the Ukraine with the situation in the South China Sea and more. It is really getting serious right now. So that is all coming up. We're also going to look at dollarization. As the dollar's devalued, that forces other currencies to rush back into the dollar, not because it's strong, but because it's weak, because they're basically based in dollars, even if they have their own currency. So it's part of holding the world hostage, is what the private Federal Reserve is doing worldwide. How long can this go on? Joel Skousen thinks 5 to 10 years. A lot of folks think only a couple more, but government is certainly making preparations right now. This is all coming up in the second hour. You found it, the tip of the spear in the battle for the Republic worldwide.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com, owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans.
programs.
They're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your head down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. HDFirearms.com.